that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning our Bible to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, and I'm reading verse number 23 as we continue our study on dealing with doubts. We've spent the last 7 broadcasts looking at the book of 1 John, and we learned there that we can know we're saved by the Word of God. Let me just very briefly name these 7 things and then move on in our study of the Word of God today. First of all, we can know we're saved by our attitude toward the Scripture. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3 through verse number 5. Then second, we can know we're saved by our attitude toward sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 through verse number 9. Then we can know we're saved by our attitude toward the brethren. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. We can know we're saved by our attitude toward the Savior. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 1. Then we can know we're saved by our attitude toward the system of this world. We're overcomers if we're saved by the grace of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4 and verse number 5. And then we can know we're saved by our attitude and our relationship toward the Holy Spirit. And then we can know we're saved by our faith, our believing. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13. These things have I written unto you that believe. The book of 1 John is not written to the unbeliever, but to the believer. Now, noticing the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, and verse number 23. Here the word of God said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see, salvation and the new birth is a product of the word of God. The seed of the word of God must be planted in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit broods over our heart and produces salvation in the heart of the believer. So we are born of the Word of God. You see, the reason that I must die physically is I was begotten of a corruptible seed. The reason that salvation is eternal, we're begotten by an incorruptible seed. We're born by the incorruptible Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Now, not only are we begotten by the Word of God, but it is so important that our salvation be a biblical salvation, because we will be judged by the Word of God. Our Lord said in the book of John chapter 12, verse number 48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So we're not only born of the Word of God, but we will be judged by the Word of God. And the reason it is so important that our salvation be a scriptural-based salvation is that that will be the final judgment which we face. Is our Christian experience a biblical experience? It's not just any experience, and it is not just church membership or water baptism. We must have a Bible-based experience if we're going to endure the pressures of this world and then the pressure that we'll face as we stand before Him in the judgment. So it is very important that we recognize our salvation must be based upon the Scriptures, the Word of God. We've been in the book of 1 John for the last several broadcasts, but today I want to enlarge and spread out just a little bit into other Scriptures, and let's see what the Bible says about being saved. And again, I encourage you, you examine your salvation by the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? Well, let me give you 4 thoughts. First of all, the Word of God teaches us that if to be saved, we must come to the Lord. Listen to these invitations to come. Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 18. The word of God said, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." So God says, come now. Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 18. Then the Bible said again in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28, our Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Again, the Bible said in John chapter 6, verse number 37, all that the Father giveth to me shall come unto me, and he that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. And again, the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, the Bible said in the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, verse number 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. He that is athirst, let him come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So there you have five invitations from the Word of God to come. But now listen to this sad indictment from the Word of God. In John chapter number 5, verse number 40, our Lord Jesus Christ looked at a crowd of people and said, you will not come unto me that you may have life. To me, that is one of the saddest verses in the Bible. Our Lord has presented himself to his people Israel. In chapter number 6, he presents himself as the bread of God from heaven. They refuse that, and on he goes. But he said, you will not come unto me that you may have eternal life. So the word of God said that you must come. And may I say this, though it may sound rather rude, you will either come to Christ and be saved, or you will go to hell unsaved. Make up your mind. The choice is yours. You will either come to Christ and be saved, or you will go to hell. You'll be cast into the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone to live your eternity there in the region of the damned. So what does the Bible say about salvation? First of all, the Bible said you must come. Have you come to Christ? Number two, the Word of God said not only must we come, but we must confess. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse number 9 and verse number 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen to me now. There's two things I want to point out in verse number 9, in verse number 10. First of all, the Bible said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Two things I want you to notice. The word confess. There is a great difference in the word profess, which simply means to say, and the word confess. The word confess means to agree, to acknowledge, to admit. You see, when you come to Christ as a sinner, God has already declared his Son to be the only Savior. And when you come to God through Christ, you're admitting, you're confessing, you're acknowledging that he is the only way, and you're coming to God through him. You must confess. You can profess a lie, but you cannot confess a lie. You confess to the truth. If I were charged with murder, I could say I murdered somebody, even though I had not murdered them. But if I were guilty, then I could confess. I could agree. I could acknowledge. I could admit I'm guilty. When we confess Christ, we agree, we acknowledge, we admit he is the Savior, the only way to heaven. and we come to him. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse number 32, that if you're ashamed to confess me before men, then I'll be ashamed to confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. But then I want you to notice the third thing the Word of God says. Not only does the Word of God say we must come and we must confess, but the Word of God said we must call. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I am not bypassing the work of the Holy Spirit in convicting a sinner. You do not walk out on the street and say to someone who has not had a thought of God in 30 days, if you'll call on the Lord, you'll be saved. No, but if you from your heart realize you're a sinner, realize you're going to hell, realize you cannot save yourself, and realize that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you, then you call upon him for salvation, and God will save you by the grace of God. Nobody gets saved by the 1, 2, 3 repeat after me. That's not God's method. God's method is that you realize you're a sinner. You realize you cannot save yourself. You realize you're going to hell. You realize that Christ died for you. And then, as simple as a child asking their mother for something to eat, or for something to drink, or for a piece of money, you from your heart call on the Lord for salvation. Ask him to, and he'll do it by the grace of God. Notice a final thing. Not only does the scripture teach that we must come, we must confess, we must call, but then the scripture teaches us we must claim. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse number 11 and verse number 12, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What are you saying, preacher? You must claim it by faith. There is no way of you being saved apart from simply claiming by faith God's gift of salvation. That's what it is. It's a gift. And my friend, in order for there to be a gift presentation, there must be three things. Number one, there must be someone who loves enough to purchase a gift and be a giver. Number two, there must be a gift. Number three, there must be a receiver. God is the giver. Christ and eternal life and salvation in him is the gift. And who is the receiver? I'm glad this morning I can lift my hand toward heaven and say, I am Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave. There's the giver. His only begotten Son. There's the gift. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There is the receiver. Have you come? Have you confessed? Have you called? Have you claimed? Have you received his gift by faith? Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.